Thanks for being here at 7 o'clock. Welcome to the City Council meeting for the City of Arroyo Grande for Tuesday, March 11th. First order of business is a roll call. Kelly?
Council Board Member Costello?
Here.
Council Board Member Arnold?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Vice Chair Fellows?
Here.
Council Board Member Guthrie and Mayor Ferrara are absent tonight.
Thank you. This evening, we're pleased to have Charles Howell and Amy Clayton here to lead us in the flag salute. After the flag salute, would you please remain standing for the invocation by Pastor Randy Wemet.
You may at this time use any salute you like. They change everything. You'll say them with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, eternal creator and wise and just judge of all nations, we gather this evening thanking you for these elected leaders and for this country and for all elected leaders. In the throes of the national primaries and also in the rigors of that election process, we pray that your will, your guidance be done. Also in the tumultuous time in New York State, we pray for the high moral ground. We pray for our leaders that they will, O Lord, live and work and decide all, not in the struggle of perfection, but in the struggle of honesty and faithfulness to this city, to our people. And so we thank you for guiding our leaders. We pray that all decisions tonight will be made by your guidance for your purpose, that this city may shine in kindness to all, no matter and without respect to color or to age or to amount of money they make or don't make, whether they have a home or don't have a home, that this city reflect your kindness and your judging. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Wemet. Charles,
to the cemetery and give a little prayer for him. There's a lot of flags out there now. It's running close to 2,000. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles, for being here. Next on the agenda is a special presentation of honorary proclamation, so I'll step down from the dais for this and ask Doug Perrin, our Director of Parks, Recreation, and Facilities, to come here for the This is an honorary proclamation recognizing California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights. Whereas the City of Arroyo Grande recognizes the recent concerns about youth detachment from outdoor activities, lack of physical exercise, and increased health risks, especially associated with childhood obesity, and whereas numerous studies have shown that children who participate in outdoor recreation activities are healthier, they do better in school, they have better social skills and self-image, they lead more fulfilled lives, strengthen family relationships, learn to be stewards of nature, and whereas to promote increased involvement in outdoor activities, the California Roundtable on Recreation, Parks, and Tourism, a volunteer group comprised of public and private organizations from the federal, state, and local levels, has created the Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights. And whereas California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger supported the California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights in his proclamation of July 6, 2007, stating, Participating in outdoor activities is not only an enjoyable way for kids to get the exercise they need, it also helps them develop a greater appreciation of our magnificent environment. And whereas the California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights provides that youth between the ages of 4 and 14 should have the opportunity to discover California's past, learn to swim, splash in the water, play on a team, play in a safe place, follow a trail, camp under the stars, catch a fish, explore nature, and celebrate their heritage. And whereas the city of Arroyo Grande boasts many of the venues needed to provide these outdoor opportunities, now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Chuck Fellows, Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Arroyo Grande, on behalf of the City Council, do hereby recognize the California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights and encourage children's participation in outdoor activities throughout the year. And I've asked our Director of Parks and Rec and Facilities to be here to say a few words about how what this city has to offer children and adults, too, and that ties in with this proclamation. So, Doug, it's all yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem and City Council. On behalf of the Parks and Recreation Department and the residents of the City of Arroyo Grande, I'd certainly like to thank the Council for its continued support of recreation facilities as well as recreation programs. Unfortunately, this morning, our city attorney pointed out that it's not in the list of climbing trees on the list that the governor provided for us. So considering the fact that we've had 25 years of the Tree City USA, and that Mayor Pro Tem Fellows is a supporter of the Arroyo Grande Tree History for the local Japanese society. So it's very interesting things to the Historical Society. I encourage people to check those out. In addition, splash in the water, explore nature, catch a fish, Strother Park, Kiwanis Park, James Way Oak Habitat all provide those opportunities to splash in any of those creeks, actually Meadow Creek and the James Way Oak Habitat, Arroyo Grande Creek for Kiwanis Park, as well as Strother Park. Walk along the creek banks and explore nature. And if you have a license, you can try to fish in those creeks, see what you can catch. Play in a safe place. Through the City of Arroyo Grande, we offer safe playgrounds at Strother Park, Rancho Grande Park, Elm Street Park, Terra de Oro Park, and Kingo Park. All have safe playgrounds that we provide for our local community. Play on a team. The City of Arroyo Grande has the Soto Sports Complex with 7 playing fields. We offer opportunity for youth football, youth soccer, girls softball, boys baseball. All have opportunity to play youth sports out there on those fields. We serve, I'm sure, well over 1,000 kids playing those fields every year. Follow a trail. We have trails here, right here in the village, actually, along the Creekside Pathway and it's along Kiwanis Park. We also have pathways over at the James Way Oak Habitat. There are plans in place to do some restriping of the James Way, which will provide some on-street parking to provide better access to the James Way Oak Habitat and allow people to enjoy those trails a bit more. We've also recently applied for funding from the Land and Water Conservation Fund to try to expand the trail system there in the habitat. So if that comes through, we'll be expanding those trails. Want to mention the next big activity we have through the Recreation Department is our local Egg Hunt and Family Festival. It's an event that's co-sponsored with the Grover Beach Parks Recreation Department. That'll be March 22nd at Elm Street Park. We expect several thousand people to participate in that event, hunting eggs, having hot dog barbecue, having raw egg toss games, sack races, pony rides, all the good stuff you find in a nice local event. So we encourage everybody to come to that. To get information about more information about the Parks and Recreation Department, we have the city's website, www.arroyogrande.org. Click on the recreation link, and you can get the city's activity guide. You can see what parks are listed through the City of Arroyo Grande, and you can also have opportunity to register for programs online. In closing, I'd like to once again thank the council for its support over the years and encourage all our local youth to go outside and play. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Doug, hang on for just a second. How long have you been with our Parks and Rec Department?
Since November 1979, however many years that is, 29 years.
Yeah. How long have you been director?
Officially director since May.
All right. Congratulations. So, keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Our next item is item 6, is agenda review. And I'd entertain a motion that all ordinances be presented for introduction or adoption to be read in title only and all further readings be waived.
So moved.
Second.
It's It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All right. Kelly, roll call vote.
Voice vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is item number 7, community comments and suggestions. And this is an opportunity for the members of the public to present the consent agenda. Item 8 is a time for us to look at a number of matters that have been put forth by staff. Ordinarily, if we pass all of these, we pass them with one motion. Anybody on the council who would like to pull any item for discussion?
No.
Okay, thank you. It's also a time for any member of the public to come up and make comments regarding items on the consent agenda. Is there anybody who would like to comment? All right. Seeing nobody, we'll close that part. If there is...
Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, I move we accept items 8A through 8J on the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
Councilmember Arnold?
Yes.
And Mayor Pro Tem Fellows?
Yes. We don't have any public hearing items tonight. Item 9. As far as I know, we don't have any continued business. Item 10. We do have one item on the agenda, new business, item 11A, which is consideration of an entry sign replacement on East Grand Avenue and on Traffic Way in cooperation with Roy Grandy and Bloom. And it looks like Jim Bergman, planner for the city, is here to give us a staff report. Jim?
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem, council members. This new business item is consideration of entry sign replacements on Traffic Way and Grand Avenue. As you know, the city is participating in a nationwide city beautification contest. And last year when the judges visited our city, they gave us a book with some suggestions of things that we can do to improve the appearance of our town. Specifically, the judges commented regarding our inconsistent and deteriorating entry signs that you see placed around the city on Grand Avenue, Traffic Way, and also out on Valley Road. The judges suggested that the city could improve its image by replacing older pole signs with new monument signs. So tonight, staff and members of Arroyo Grande and Bloom and other service clubs come to you so you can consider removing these existing signs and replacing with new monument signs that will feature stonework, heavy timber, and decorative tile. The project will utilize a combination of RDA funds, if you allow it, and funds from local service clubs and other nonprofit organizations. The signs will be fabricated and installed by sign contractor Tom Reddy, and we hope to get lots of volunteer assistance to help him in that to keep costs down. I do have a couple photographs and illustrations, and I'm going to switch to our other player here. Just so everyone knows what we're talking about, this is a picture of the sign that you see in front of the Shell station right on, I guess it's West Branch Street, right at the freeway entrance. You can see it tends to be an older sign. There's plaques for service clubs and also other organizations on the sign. One other illustration here. This is the sign right at Traffic Way across the street from the mobile station. And it's hard to see because most of the sign blew down in our last windstorm. So it, on each side of the sign. And with that, the recommendation tonight is for the City Council RDA Board of Directors to authorize the replacement of two existing entry signs at East Grand Avenue and Traffic Way. Two, to approve a contract with Tom Redding at a cost not to exceed an amount of $3,000 to produce the signs, and to appropriate $3,000 from the redevelopment fund for this project. And I can answer any questions.
I have one question for you, Jim. If you go back to your conceptual sign, do we have enough space on the two sides for all of the service clubs to be represented there?
Sure. Well, let's see. It's blocked by these little arms on your player here. We could look at the overall size that we have on the fences and how many service clubs we have, and that could tell us about the size that each sign should be. So I'm sure that our town is very blessed that we have so many service clubs willing to do work. I'm sure we'll find a way to get these signs put on there and in an aesthetic appearance.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Jim, did you say that both signs will be just like that? They'll be alike?
That's correct.
You also mentioned local stone, which I think if there's any shortcoming on some of the signs we have, for instance, when you come into town from the south on Halcyon, it's pretty obvious, I think, the stone's fake. And I was going to say that if we weren't using real stone, I'd like to see the very best faux stone possible. Or real stone's good, too.
And we're looking – it was suggested by the sign maker that a lot of times when vineyards go in, they're always removing rocks out of the soil, and they tend to stack them up. And we find that as a very inexpensive way to get the stone, possibly. And it couldn't look any more real. Yeah. So we'll try to use this.
This is not a public hearing, is there, but we will open it up to public comment if there's anybody in the audience that would like to make. There's two people shaking their heads. Okay, no comments. We'll close the public hearing part of it, or the public input part. Well, I entertain a motion to approve if we have no further questions.
Well, I think that this is a great opportunity to replace the signs. I like the report says that we're going to donate the existing signs to the Historical Society, which I think is a great idea, too. It's a good way to have a partnership with the RDA and some of the service groups, so I can support this completely. Do you have any comments?
Thank you. I can support this as well. I think some of the signs are definitely getting a little long in the tooth, so I can support as proposed tonight.
And I just have one comment regarding the Historical Society. I did call up the curator of the sessions for the Historical Society, and I said, do you want these signs? And she said, well, I'll get back to you on that. So she's going to take a look at it, talk to her committee, and then they'll let us know.
Mr. Mayor Pro Tem, I'd recommend the council and the board of directors authorize replacement of two existing entry signs at East Grand Avenue and Traffic Way. Also approve a contract with Tom Redding at a cost not to exceed the amount of $3,000 to produce the signs, and to appropriate $3,000 from the redevelopment fund for this project.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
We have another period where we can entertain community comments and suggestions from the audience. Still no. Okay. Thank you. And item 17 is adjournment.
So moved. Seconded.
With this, I got my laundry out.